Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third, the first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Chris Ward. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson scores. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball towards center. Monday catches it and throws to first to double up Seaver. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-0 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Williams steals second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fanzone. The throw from Grote and he is out. Milan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Grote moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson bunts towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Seaver moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schneck throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Gonzalo Marquez pinch hits for Steve Stone. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harrelson. Monday moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Carmen Fanzone. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Alexander steals second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.